From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Headlines are dominated by the staffer who secretly recorded a conversation between Wisconsin GOP leaders and the governor. But we don't know who the staffer is. I'm on the line today with Pat Pobleti for an update on this event. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald demanded Governor Tony Evers identify who recorded their May 14th conversation with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Will the administration release the staffer's identity?
As of so far, Stephanie, the answer to that question is no. So what we know about this, roughly aside from the tape itself, which is obviously in public domain now, and if you want to listen to that, you can head over to wispolitics.com and hear it. But as to the details of how it came about, we heard briefly from Chief Legal Counsel Ryan Nielsen-Student last week. Now, he said during a media briefing that legislative and gubernatorial staff were also on the call, and a staffer had consented to the recording, but he didn't explicitly name who the staffer was that consented and declined to address whether the staffer actually spoke on the call.
Several media reports are saying that the staffer could be facing a felony, and this is because the other two people on the call, Chief of Staff Maggie Gao and Nielsen-Student, have yet to say if they knew the call was being recorded. Pat, do you want to dive into that a little more?
Sure, and what you're referencing in those media reports was a memo from the Legislative Reference Bureau that kind of dives into this notion of what is legal and illegal when recording. So we reported pretty early on that Wisconsin, like many other states in this country, is what's known as a one-party consent state, which means that only one party, including the party that's doing the taping, has to consent in order for it to be legal. Now, what the question that sprung out of that was, how do you define a party? Can you be on a phone call and not speak but be considered a party? In that case, the staffer is probably in the clear legally. And what the LRB memo that was released yesterday in conjunction with Senator Fitzgerald's call for transparency here was essentially suggesting that the aide who taped the call may have committed a felony unless either Gao or Nielsen-Student, who participated in the conversation, had authorized it. Now, remember, Governor Tony Evers said he wasn't aware of the taping.
And Pat, one of the big questions that I've been seeing is, why aren't Gao and Nielsen-Student giving a yes or no? What have conversations looked like around that?
The reason they're giving, externally at least, is that they want to handle any sort of disciplinary actions internally. Now, Evers said that staff will not record any future phone conversations and really declined to share what, if any, disciplinary action would be taken. And the thought behind that was this will all be handled in-house. That's not really sitting well with members of the legislature. Remember, they were bipartisan calls for this staffer to be fired. Not just disciplinary action, but for this staffer to lose their job.
Thanks, Pat, for the update. You can see the memo that Pat referenced and statements between the GOP leaders and the gov at wispolitics.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit wispolitics.com.